Jonathan Kerr, Comox counselor, family doctor, vice chair of the Comox Valley Regional District and BC Green leadership candidate, has released his proposed platform, focusing on BC's energy and economy. Kerr is focusing on building a stronger local economy to assert BC's energy independence from the U.S. amidst the tariff threats that come from President Donald Trump. The BC NDP and the BC Conservatives are using the threat of Trump's tariffs to pursue a risky strategy of raw resource extraction, said Kerr. Expanding the industries that are most driving the climate crisis won't make us more secure. Climate change is driving up costs, creating uncertainty and costing billions in damage every year. BC needs a clear plan that will build a stable, clean economy that will endure as the world transitions off fossil fuels. I'll always stand up against climate-killing fossil fuel projects, but the BC Greens also need to show British Columbians that we have a plan for what we'd build instead. As leader, I will travel the province talking to British Columbians about how voting green is the best way to ensure a stable, secure future for us all. Kerr goes on to further outline his green infrastructure strategy by stating he would advance BC's economic development province-wide. This would include investing in training, upskilling and apprenticeships that would push British Columbians to pursue careers in industries such as construction, clean energy and technology. In his press release, Kerr states that he wants to work with post-secondary institutions to overhaul the system to prepare students to pursue entrepreneurship and well-paying jobs in industries that align with BC's economic development strategy. He also wants to expand the Clean Incentive Vehicle Program to enable retrofitted electric vehicles to be eligible for grants. Kerr wants to pivot from fracking in the Northeast to geothermal energy for security. He states that the same tools and technology needed to connect two vertical wells to create a radiator-like geothermal energy system are being used to frack gas. He will aim to bring back the restrictions on out-of-province ownership of energy corporations in order to keep job security and keep more jobs BC-based. With this, legislation on the maximum stake a foreign or out-of-province corporation can take in projects that develop or transmit BC energy be limited to 49%. Kerr also wants to modernize home and business grids by providing incentives for homes and businesses to pivot to rooftop solar power, while fast-tracking regulations allowing vehicle-to-home and vehicle-to-grid integration. To support low-carbon choices, single-family homes that emit fewer than 3 tons of CO2 per year will receive a low-carbon living credit of $1,000 per year. Kerr also wants to reinstate the electric vehicle rebates. Individuals who live in apartments heated with electricity or units emitting fewer than 0.5 tons of CO2 per year will receive a low-carbon living credit of $500 per year. To further the use of transit and alternative transportation methods, individuals over 18 who are not registered vehicle owners will receive a $500 per year mobility credit.